أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 17th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Now today as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. When we look today at chapter number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 62, we see that Allah says the following, And if they seek thereby only to deceive you, O Messenger, Surely Allah is sufficient for you. He it is who has strengthened you with His help and with the believers. Now, in this verse, the message resonates deeply with the life and experiences of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as we will see, offering us profound insights into his relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, a relationship which was there from the very first day. This verse revealed during a time of immense trial and opposition faced by the early Muslim community carries timeless wisdom that reverberates through the ages. The verse encapsulates the essence of divine support and divine protection which was bestowed upon Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. But a question comes at how does Allah protect and support his Prophet? Obviously, there is always the possibility of the hidden hand of Allah to be at play to support, as Allah did in the Battle of Badr, as the Quran talks about with the help of angels. However, at the same time, Allah has a tradition of allowing things to run freely on their own. And it is there that we see that the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, was given some trustworthy and loyal companions to be by his side to help and aid him. People like Salman al-Muhammadi, people like Bilal, people like Ammar, and hundreds or maybe thousands of other dedicated Muslims to be his true, sincere, unwavering companions. Now, being surrounded by such dedicated companions would act as a reassurance to the Prophet that even if his adversaries seek to deceive him or plot against him, Allah's support and assistance are abundant and all-sufficient. It would also underscore the belief that true strength and protection comes from Allah alone. However, above all of the companions, there is a name that stands bright, a person that we have been speaking about this entire month and will continue to speak about until the last breath is on our lips, and a man who is not a companion, he is above the companions, and that is none other than the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his family and his father for eternity. Now, in the historical context of the early Islamic era, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, emerges as a towering figure who exemplified this divine assistance and unwavering support for the Prophet throughout his entire life. You know, right from the outset of Islam in Mecca, Imam Ali stood steadfast by the side of the Prophet as a young boy, demonstrating his unparalleled loyalty, courage and dedication to the message of Islam. After all, was he not that young man that stood up at the event, in the invitation of the Dhul Ashira, pledging his support to Islam and the Prophet, to which the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, replied that Ali was his brother, successor, and rightful caliph, ordering the Muslims of that time and for all time to listen and obey him. In Mecca, where that nascent Muslim community faced severe persecution and oppression, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his unwavering commitment to Islam and the Prophet was evident. Despite the dangers and threats posed by the Quraysh, he fearlessly defended the Prophet and the message of monotheism. His resilience and unwavering faith in the face of adversity mirrored the divine strength mentioned in the Quranic verse we are reviewing today. Now, you fast forward to 13 years after the beginning of the mission in Mecca and the ultimate act of support to Islam and the Prophet, that would be by none other than Imam Ali, peace be upon him, where he would sleep in the bed of the Prophet, which we looked at a few days ago, early in the month of Ramadan, protecting the life of the Messenger of Allah and the religion, even if that meant his life was on the line. Again, another level of support. And eventually, upon the migration to Medina, Imam Ali continued to play a pivotal role in the propagation and defense of Islam. He actively participated in the establishment of the Muslim community in Medina and contributed significantly to its social, political, and military affairs. In fact, we know that Imam Ali's military prowess and leadership skills were instrumental in numerous battles fought in the defense of Islam, including the Badr, Uhud, and Khandaq. And even in Uhud, where people ran away, he was there to help and defend the prophets. Moreover, Imam Ali's unparalleled knowledge of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet, coupled with his exemplary character and wisdom, earned him the title of the gate to the city of knowledge. His profound understanding of Islam and his unwavering commitment to justice and righteousness made him an indispensable advisor and confidant to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, the verse for today found in the Quran in chapter 8, verse number 62, serves as a powerful reminder of Allah's boundless support and protection for Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and for the believers. And most notably that this comes about through the abilities and talents of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He is that support that the Prophet was given, and that was given to the Prophet by Allah. His unparalleled assistance and unwavering commitment to Islam and in Mecca and Medina vividly illustrate the divine strength and assistance that guided the early Muslim community through trials and tribulations. He was always there from day one. Thus, the verse also serves as a reassurance to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, affirming that Allah's support is sufficient in the face of deceit, trickery, and opposition. It underscores the divine protection and assistance granted to the Prophet and the believers, including Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in their mission to uphold the message of Islam. Despite the challenges, despite the obstacles, despite everything that the believers encountered along the way, their unwavering faith in Allah's promise of assistance remained unshaken. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse that we are reviewing today, that's obviously where the hadith come into play. Given that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which actually adds clarity to this verse. And it gives us a better understanding. And it says the following, as narrated from Abu Huraira, from the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and his family, who said, "It is written on the throne, on the arsh of Allah, I am Allah, there is no God but me, alone, without any partner. Muhammad is my servant and my messenger. I have given him aid with Ali." Then Allah, the Almighty and the Mighty and Sublime, revealed, "It is he who supported you with his help and with the believers." So the help is Ali. He entered with the believers, entering from both sides completely. Meaning that he is regarded in this verse twice. Once from the point of view that Allah refers to him as the one that is helping the Prophet. And then also from the point of view that Allah refers to him, meaning Imam Ali, with the word the believers, al-mu'minun. Let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is preparation and divine grace. If the people are ready and blessed by Allah's grace, all enemy schemes can be thwarted. Throughout the history of Islam, from its inception to its growth, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and his loyal companion Imam Ali, peace be upon him, exemplified this principle. Despite numerous attempts by adversaries to undermine Islam, Imam Ali consistently defended the Prophet and supported the cause of religion. Point number two is divine assistance and public support. Divine aid and public backing align with Allah's will to assist believers. In the early days of Islam, divine assistance manifested through individuals guided by Allah, such as Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The commander of the faithful, renowned for his unwavering courage, never fled from the battlefield, embodying the divine assistance promised by Allah. Point number three is seeking help without polytheism. Seeking help from Imam Ali is akin to seeking help from Allah himself. Allah employs his chosen servants to aid the believers, as exemplified through Imam Ali's pivotal role in assisting the Prophet and the Muslim community. Asking Imam Ali for assistance does not constitute polytheism. Rather, it acknowledges Allah's promise to assist His followers through righteous individuals. As a closing reflection before we conclude for today, throughout Islamic history, the intertwined relationship between divine assistance, public support, and righteous leadership has been evident. Imam Ali's unwavering commitment to Islam and his pivotal role in supporting the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, serves as a timeless example of divine grace and human solidarity. By seeking assistance from Allah through righteous individuals like Imam Ali and rallying community support, believers can overcome challenges and uphold the principles of faith. And as I leave you with a final thought for this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, as we reflect on the profound legacy of Imam Ali and his enduring impact on Islamic history, let us remember the importance of divine guidance, communal solidarity, and steadfast leadership. By emulating Imam Ali's virtues and seeking assistance from Allah through righteous means, we can navigate life's challenges with faith, resilience, and unity. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan Reflection series for 2024, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.